You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. It is a few minutes after 5 on your Wednesday morning. We're glad you're with us this morning. We're still covering, unfortunately. Are you hearing me? All right, I'm afraid my mic wasn't on there for a minute. Actually, didn't have my headphones turned up. I was like, wait a minute, am I hearing myself or not? Sorry about that. We are covering a lot of breaking news this morning, including more flash flooding, this time apparently in parts of New Mexico. They've had some problems down there in the Ruidoso River District, which is not the same level of what we're seeing or saw in Texas, but they're keeping an eye on that this morning. That is the latest recovery that we're seeing. Kim St. Ajin here along with Ethan Bright. We'll get Sue Thomas up to date with you on your traffic here coming up in just a couple of minutes. Happy you're making us part of your morning. Remember, you can always download the podcast. Anything you hear here on the 97.1 FM Talk, we'll have it posted for you. Wherever you download your podcast, you can follow the Odyssey app, all that good stuff. I think I've got most of that covered. So, Kim, I've continued to watch the coverage of this situation in Texas. 3 days later, are we 3 days out from when this happened?
This happened
this is
Friday.
Wednesday.
So this happened Friday morning.
Friday morning. So we're 5 days out.
Five.
And a couple days ago, people on the left started questioning preparations. Was you know, the National Weather Service affected by Trump Doge cuts? What did they really did they warn people enough? And it's just all garbage. Like we're hearing more and more stuff about how the camp had just passed a safety test a couple of days before this happened. Like they were just cleared for their safety plan. This had never happened before in this camp. Nobody there had cell phones because there's no cell phone coverage there. So you can't get the little alerts like we might get, like we got when the National Weather Service alerted me yesterday to a severe thunderstorm in my area. They don't get those there. The people voted against putting in an alarm system with sirens a few years ago. This is nobody's fault. What happened was a tragedy. But they continue, the mainstream media in this country continues to drag it down that path for one reason, and you know, I don't give Chris Cuomo too much credit, but he is over on News Nation these days, and he kind of nailed this yesterday. He's like, I don't agree with the policies of AOC or Bernie Sanders or any of them. I don't agree with the tact a lot of news organizations are taking on this story. He said, but this is not about policy. It's about hatred of one man. Mm-hmm. And they can't see past the end of their hatred to ask legitimate questions. They have to try to make it all about evil, bad man orange. Bad orange man bad. That's it.
No, it's true. Really, it's really sad how political this has become. I'm not surprised because any tragedy somehow morphs into this discussion, especially when it involves Donald Trump. Everything is his fault. If we had several days of rain, they would say it's somehow Donald Trump's fault. If we had a tornado, they would say it's Donald Trump's fault. Right. It's like everything that happens, they find a way to blame it on him. Meanwhile, they're now still looking for, you know, the initial number we had for people who were still missing at this point was 41. That was the number they were going with.
Yeah.
Now they've upped it to, well, I initially heard 161. Now Fox was reporting this morning, I believe like 173. So you think
still
about
unaccounted for.
Okay. So you think about the death toll being, I think it was 110 is the latest. That could more than double.
It's and I wonder, and I haven't heard anybody say this, I wonder, Ethan, as campers, I wonder how many of those might have been people who were camping along that river that they just didn't have like an official campsite or something like that, and family members know that they went there for the weekend and have just never heard from them, and they were just swept away. If you had a campsite, there would be a record somewhere that you were reserved for that site.
Sometimes.
Most times.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking of people that, like, if I put up my camper somewhere and you come with a tent, sometimes you won't register.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah. Like, there could be more people on the site than they have registered for.
Exactly.
But the number oddly continues to climb in terms of the number of people still missing. And if their numbers are right, you could, the terrifying thing about this, you could end up with a death toll of, what, 250 people? Down there? It's at 110 right now.
So it's 110, and they're saying like 160 plus are still missing.
Still
so you'd
missing.
Have just shy of you'd like 270, 280, yeah, just yeah. shy of 300.
Wow. Well, and you know corrective action will be taken. Now, I watched part of the news conference yesterday with Greg Abbott in Texas, and you know he's beside himself at some of the criticisms that have been leveled already. Everybody who lived there knew this was a flood zone. Now, we've made that argument before in places like West Alton after the big floods and the repeated floods in these areas. And, you know, the people want their houses rebuilt and they want to try to get insurance and move back to the same area when you know it's been repeatedly flooded over and over and over again. A lot of these people are aware in that river valley that flooding is an ever-present danger, and yet they still didn't have the proper sorts of alerts set up. I would want a tornado warnings type siren telling me when the river was rising like that. Mm-hmm. And they voted against it.
Well, and we were talking to the National Weather Service guy in St. Louis on Monday, and he talked about how if it's at a severe level, they have different stages, they will send an alert kind of like what we get for an Amber Alert, where it's very jarring and that'll wake you up out of bed.
You know, if you have cell phone coverage.
Well, that's true, I guess.
They didn't have cell phone coverage.
So, but I wonder, isn't there a way in some cases when there's some sort of a disaster like that, that even if you're out of the cell coverage, that they're still able to send some alert to your phone?
I don't know. It's a good question. Good question for Elon Musk.
Starlink there.
When I was in the mountains in the glacier last year, remember, we were in an area with no phone coverage, and some guy apparently had a heart attack or something, some severe problem, and we were able to use that system on the iPhone to request emergency help. So I don't know if they could send out alerts through that. Those are things I just don't know the answer to. But obviously, we have different alerts here in the St. Louis area because we have good cell phone coverage, but in that area they didn't. There's just so many things to talk about with this right now. Pointing fingers, it's just entirely too early for that. So I felt bad for the governor and for these other officials who keep taking ridiculous questions on this. We'll have some coverage of that for you this morning as we continue through the day. There's also been, you know, part of the big, beautiful bill, there was money put in place for people who've been victims of the radiation poisoning over the years in the greater St. Louis area. And they pointed this out to me yesterday. We're going to have Kim Vizentine on earlier to talk about this. You know, Josh Hawley's been pushing for it. She pointed out to me yesterday, I, Kim St. Ange, did not remember this, was the first television reporter in the greater St. Louis area to start covering her group when they started pushing for this in 2009 or 10, maybe. They formed a group of people to start tracking deaths from cancer in the that there were just clusters of cancers being reported up in North County around these sites, Coldwater Creek and the like. And I went up and did an interview with them and started asking questions as to why does nobody cover this? And the answer at the time was, well, you know, we need a lot more hard medical evidence before we can claim that there are clusters of anything. And they've been fighting this for years. Multiple people in the same neighborhoods dying of odd cancers that are just unusual. And they've started asking these questions. And at first, they just hit a brick wall. They got nowhere. And now, years later, you finally got, through the help of Josh Hawley and others in passing this bill, they're going to finally get some action on this. And we're going to get Kim on here this morning at about 7:35 to talk a little bit more about that. Right now, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
You ask, I'm going to use your words. Who's to blame? Know this. That's the word choice of losers.
Yeah, there's Governor Abbott reading him the riot act yesterday for having the audacity to continue pointing fingers while they're still digging bodies out of the riverbed.
Virtually everything he said was untrue. So the question is, does any of this trick the wire to perjury? They're very careful in how they word this. Comey is very careful to say that there wasn't basically malicious intent, not right. That there weren't mistakes.
I can't wait. They're going to drag Comey back before the DOJ and question what he knew and what Brennan knew about the Steele dossier. That is long, long overdue.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep?
Yeah, a swing and a miss by President Trump there yesterday. The reporter asked the question that a lot of people in MAGA world are asking, why don't we know more about this? And the president just completely deflected it.
Did say this morning that undocumented workers would not be covered up by any amnesty from working on farms. So which
no,
is
no, there's no amnesty. What we're doing is we're getting rid of criminals, but we are doing a work program.
Good, good. Glad he answered that one properly. Because the mainstream media was floating a report yesterday that Donald Trump was considering amnesty for a bunch of illegals that are in the country. He said there is no amnesty. They're going to look at some sort of a work program. Now, I don't know what that means. We're going to be finding out more details on that, though, before it actually happens. All right. We'll talk more about the Epstein thing coming up in the next segment. I think that bears a little more talk this morning. I don't know about you. I was not happy with the president's answer on that or Pam Bondi's answer, for that matter. On the Jeffrey Epstein files. All that's coming up for you right now. Let's get to our national.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Atlanta.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time? And do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this, where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy.
Yeah, how did you feel about that answer yesterday, Kim St. Ange? I have to tell you, I don't hide the fact that I support most of what this president does. I really do. This, however, this is problematic. It's problematic for a lot of us who've beaten our heads against the wall for many, many years now, feeling that you never really get a true answer out of Washington, D.C., that just like the Raiders of the Lost Ark at the very end of the movie where they're taking the crate and they're hiding it in this big warehouse, never to be seen or heard from again. That's what I feel like everything happens in Washington, D.C. Finally, you've got the right people in place, we believe, with Bongino and Kash Patel and Pam Bondi. I mean, she might not have been my first choice for attorney general, but I did think that we've finally got people that are going to give us straight answers. And nothing. We got nothing. I saw a meme yesterday I thought was interesting. It was a picture of Ghislaine Maxwell sitting in prison, and she says, "Wait a minute, nobody else was involved, so why am I in jail?"
I saw that too.
Was it right? That's mm-hmm. that's a legitimate. Why is Ghislaine Maxwell in jail for helping him facilitate all of the young women who were taken to that island and abused? I don't know if there were any young men involved or not, but there were certainly young women. There are passenger manifests of people that flew to the island. How is nobody else, if he had videotape in every one of his mansions and all of that stuff, how is nobody else implicated in that case?
I thought this was a misstep by Trump. I don't think he understands that his own fan base wants to know these answers.
I think it was their first chance to get in front of Pam Bondi since the news broke that, according to the Trump administration, there's no there in Epstein, and it was a legitimate question by the media. For the president, that's what you want to waste your time on with everything else that's going on? Well, yeah, Mr. President, it is.
Mm-hmm.
You're willing to take these questions. Pam Bondi has to take these questions. Why the hell is there no? There've got to be videos other than porn videos. She pivoted to the fact, and I heard Megyn Kelly point this out yesterday as well. She pivoted to the fact, well, there are thousands of videos, but it's all child porn that he downloaded. Well, no, that's not. Nobody wants to see child porn. What we want to know is who was there.
And why is
Bill Clinton's name keeps getting thrown around? Was Bill Clinton on the island? That somebody knows the answer to those things because they were getting ready to prosecute this guy before he suddenly died. And then the hope was, well, now that he's dead, maybe it'll just all go away. And would none of us have been willing to take that for an answer?
Well, they're missing a minute of surveillance, which is weird, and they won't address that. To me, them brushing this off is a little bit incriminating. People are already speculating that Trump had something to do with this. I'm not saying it was directly Trump, but it's incriminating, in my opinion, that there's someone that they have a connection with who could be there. It's weird. I don't know why you would not release this.
They're all like, how quiet were the Democrats yesterday when this news came out?
Well, yeah, because everyone's freaked out because there's Democrats and probably Republicans who were on this list.
Did you hear the speaker, the minority speaker in the House, the Senate majority leader? Did you hear any of them coming out screaming they're hiding this because Trump's on the list? No. The Trump thing's been cleared up for a long time.
No, someone he's connected to.
Well,
someone
maybe.
Who there'd be a reason why they wouldn't want to disclose it.
I don't understand, after all of the hell that was raised leading up to the election about we're finally get to get the bottom of Epstein, for Bondi to say the list is on my desk. She's now trying to backtrack and say, I just meant the file. I didn't mean the list. Sorry. I think a lot of us aren't going to buy that. So I'm sorry to say it, but the hit and a miss yesterday, swing and a miss, I should say, by the president. Coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a whim. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam! Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Back.
Kim on a whim.
A really big win for churches yesterday. I don't know if you were following this news about the IRS comes out and says that churches can endorse political candidates.
This is a big win for your church.
This is a
too.
Big win for my church.
Absolutely.
Because the IRS years ago when Biden was in office was investigating my church out in Maryland Heights for discussing something related to political candidates. And I think that one was more so talking about school board candidates because we had a couple of our members who were running for the school board. So naturally, they were letting the congregation know that they were running for those offices, those positions, and that they supported the values that we find very important as Christians. And so this is so exciting to me, and I don't know what the future looks like if some Democrat were to be elected, if they would just find a way to say, okay, this is no longer a thing.
They could,
but they would have to go to court, it sounds like, because what happened was there were a couple churches out of, I believe, Texas that had sued over this, and what they decided was that these, what they're calling internal church discussions regarding politics, they don't violate the Johnson Amendment. Well, the Johnson Amendment does is it says, if you want to talk about this stuff, political stuff, then you could be at risk of losing your 501c3 status, which would be detrimental to so many of these churches to lose their tax exempt status.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just so thrilled, and I'm really hoping that a lot of these pastors who have been scared to death to say anything political, even if it's biblical, okay, that's that they hide behind this whole thing of, well, we don't get political from the pulpit. Okay, I get it. But at the same time, a lot of these issues that they don't want to address are biblical. And I think that they use that, well, we don't talk about politics, as a way to avoid some of those more controversial topics.
This has been a suppression of free speech issue forever. This is nothing about the government establishing a religion. This is about faith leaders being true to their faith, because you have hypocrites like Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden, who are Democrats, who also claim to be Catholic, who want to go take communion, but then want to go out and use public tax dollars to fund abortion.
Right.
Well, the Big Beautiful Bill has gone a long way toward eliminating that problem, but it took a long time. So this is just a poke in the eye to all those hypocrites who don't want churches to talk about the truth. They want you to keep your mouth shut on these things. Mm-hmm. And you heard me loudly say on this radio station that you had a lot of people who were in the pulpit who were cowards during that last election, during the Amendment 3 debate. Well, I'm afraid to stand up and say anything for fear that the IRS will crack down on us. This wasn't about a political, even a political candidate. Even if you were afraid that there were questions about whether or not you could get involved endorsing or talking against a particular candidate, this was an issue that gets to the basis of your faith, of what you believe in, of your doctrine against innocent murdering innocent children. And you still had pastors who wouldn't bring it up in their congregations. I don't understand that. You're supposed to lead the flock, but they weren't doing it.
I agree. They're now looking at this as more or less a family discussion concerning different candidates. You know, my church has been talking about politics for years, but again, it's biblical issues. They're not ever standing up there saying, you know, we support Donald Trump and we are encouraging all of you to go out and vote for Donald Trump too. They're not saying that. And it's funny you talk about the hypocrisy in all of this, Mark, and I think that's really important to point out, because the same people who, for example, were very upset that my church here locally was talking about these school board candidates, those are some of the same people who see no issue then with Kamala Harris doing this. Remember when she was going around in Georgia talking to all these churches?
Pastor Brian, I thank you for your leadership. You and I have discussed, we first met almost 20 years ago when there was a convening of rising stars in the country. And we had conversations back then about how we thought of our role and responsibility to our country and our responsibility and duty as leaders. And it is so good to be with you this morning to celebrate what you have accomplished with this extraordinary congregation. And so I'm honored to be here with everyone. And thank you.
Well, apparently the pastor's responsibility there in Georgia was to make sure that he hosted the candidate, you know, the Democratic candidate for president at the time. This was part of Kamala Harris's Souls to the Polls. Remember that?
Yep.
Trying to get people out to early vote. It clearly didn't help her in the end. But there was nothing wrong with that she was going around to all these churches, specifically black churches in Georgia, trying to get people to vote, to show up, vote for her.
This has been going on for so long. Remember Jeremiah Wright? He was Barack Obama's pastor in Chicago, who loudly took to the pulpit supporting Barack Obama. Nothing was done to him. He's the one that said, GD America, America's racist, the Tea Party is a racist mob. This guy was loud and proud, griping about Obama. Nothing ever happened to his church. Nothing. Mm-hmm. But when somebody perceived to be doing that in favor of a Republican, then you had the Biden administration trying to use the IRS to crack down on them.
So what excuses will the church use now? Like, let's talk.
Good question.
Let's talk next November, because that's when here in Missouri they're saying the fix for Amendment 3 will be on the ballot. That's going to be really critical. Okay, so you can no longer, pastors, I don't know how many people listen, but I hope that you go and you talk to your pastor, email your pastor and ask them, why are you not talking about this? There's now nothing that would get in your way or cause you to lose. There's no excuse. There's nothing that would cause you to lose your tax status if you were to get up there and talk about Amendment 3. I mean, even before this whole ruling, they could have talked about Amendment 3 again because it's biblical. But now they really have no excuse. So that's going to be very infuriating to me if they still want to hide behind that lame excuse of, well, I can't do that. It's too risky.
Yeah. No, I would agree. Remember, Hillary Clinton did it, too. You played the Kamala Harris bite. Mm-hmm. Remember? Hold on. Where is it?
I don't feel no ways tired.
What?
She was quoting a play, I think, when she did it, but she was in a black church using her Southern accent and all this stuff. They've all done it. It just always seemed to look the other way when the Democrats did it. They always used, particularly the black churches, to their advantage to try to rile up the base during elections.
Are they not offended by the way that they're changing their accent? Because Kamala did that too. The clip I picked, you don't really hear it as much, but in the very beginning of this exact speech that I played for you, she's like, good morning, church! Good morning, church! I'm like, who are you? Stop.
Well,
stop changing your accent.
Hillary went on that Charlemagne the God show and joked about always carrying hot sauce in her purse, which is some sort of racial reference. They get away with it, and they don't seem to care. Joe Biden, you're not black. If you don't vote for me, you're not black. Mm-hmm. I mean, no Republican can get away with saying garbage like that, but it's excused because they're progressive leftists who only pray at the altar of big government. That's the bottom line.
Imagine if someone said, you're not white if you don't vote Republican.
Oh,
I was like,
goodness.
You just wouldn't say that. It's just stupid. It's so dumb when they try to put these people in these categories.
Kim, that's a great subject, and I'm glad you brought it up. I had it here to talk about. But your question is key. That's a key question. When you're walking out of church on this coming Sunday and you see your pastor out there afterwards shaking hands and greeting the congregation, go engage with them and have that conversation. Did you see what the ruling is here by the IRS? Did you see this? Because there's no penalty anymore for you talking about things that are important to our faith, like abortion and candidates that are pro-murder or pro-life. You can talk about that now, and you don't have to hide behind the weak excuse that I don't want to divide the congregation. If somebody's sitting in your church and they're pro-abortion, you ought to be having a conversation with that individual. You should.
I agree. It's so problematic. That is one of the saddest things to me, is how many people who regularly attend church. In fact, I forget where we were driving the other day, and I'm thinking, wow, there are so many churches. It's like every corner, depending on which area you're in. It's like there's a church every few blocks. And how do we have so many people who say that they go to church regularly and still hold certain values?
Shame on you for politicizing church, Kim.
You're right. I'm sorry. I repent.
Repent. I'm just kidding. But that's the attitude. It's a great question. Ask your pastor how they're going to deal with that. Whether you go to a small congregation or one of these mega churches, stop them and ask them.
And if they won't talk about this because they're too chicken, you might consider leaving. Go to a church that will talk about this stuff.
I'm just saying. I think you're spot on with that one. Well done. All right. We're going to be back here in just a couple of minutes. We'll talk more about this RECA, R-E-C-A, that passed in the Big Beautiful Bill. And they're finally recognizing some of the radiation damage done to St. Louisans 55 or 60 years ago. We're going to talk about that coming up. Well, congratulations to Senator Hawley for leading on this issue. You know, I heard some friends the other day who were talking about this Radiation Exposure Compensation Act that people have been yelling for and talking about for years now. And Republican and Democrat alike could not get it done. And I don't really understand why. Anybody that's grown up in this area, and I've lived here for 32 years now. My wife grew up in North County. Her brother and his kids, they played in an offshoot of Coldwater Creek. So they played in a creek that fed into Coldwater Creek. Coldwater Creek was one of those areas in North County, just north of 270, around 270 in Lindbergh there, if you know where that area is now, where they moved some radiation back post-World War II, or maybe in the middle of the war, and they moved this radiation, and they had it buried for a while in containers out there right on the edge of that creek, and it seeped into that creek. And people that lived all along that creek, they were never told that, right? Their kids played in that creek. People had houses that bordered the creek. And if you're a kid, you're going to a stream to play in it. And then there are suddenly clusters of weird cancers and people dying of brain tumors and melanoma, not melanoma, but leukemia, and all of these different cancers. And people started asking questions. Why? How could our government do this to us? I mean, we know what happened down at Weldon Spring. That's where all of that stuff was created. They've even got a visitor center down there for it. But for some reason, the government never wanted to be held responsible for what happened there. And finally, they got RECA, that's what they're calling it, the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, passed. And they're celebrating this, and they should. People have been working on this for decades. And coming up here at 735, we're going to talk a little bit more about it with Kim Thone Vizantin. I covered this story for the first time back in, 2011. That's when this mom's group, this group of concerned citizens for Coldwater Creek kind of got together and started saying, hey, what about this? And I remember covering the story, Kim, and I remember going to health officials and asking, well, how could you have one street where this large a percentage of people all have all of these odd different kinds of cancer? What are the statistics? What are the odds that that would happen? Well, I mean, you can't just pick one street out and say that. You'd have to have a long-term study and go back and look at this and potential causes and what else had they been exposed to. And I mean, it was just the same pointing finger somewhere else. Nobody wanted to take a stand and admit that this was a problem. And I covered that in, I think, 2010 or 2011. And so when I saw that this had happened, I reached out to a couple of those ladies again who I'd originally talked to back then. And Kim is going to join us this morning at 7:35 to talk more about this, because you know that it was Mallinckrodt at the time stored some of that radiated uranium. They processed it at one of their downtown plants. They were contracted as part of the Manhattan Project. They buried some of it up in North County along the Coldwater Creek shed. It was later taken and buried at that Westlake landfill out in Bridgeton, where there's some for a long time was some sort of underground fire going on out there. Remember that? And a lot of people led for that to be. We're leading the fight for that to be cleaned up. And this RECA thing, I mean, nobody wanted to take any responsibility for it. So some states apparently were already eligible for some compensation under a past version, but others, including Missouri, had been excluded from it. And the new law adds those states in Alaska, Arizona, Idaho, Missouri, Kentucky, Nevada, Tennessee, and Utah. For compensation to workers in uranium mines and processing plants and people who had health problems as a result of this. So I don't know how far it goes. I don't know if it goes far enough. But Senator Hawley fought people in both parties to draw attention to this. And I think he should get credit for it. And he took time and pointed out that Cori Bush, the ex-congresswoman from the 1st Congressional District, also spent time working on it. I don't think she got anything else passed when she was there. She apparently did.
That was her one big thing.
Work on this. And then Wesley Bell apparently called the praised the bill as well.
We haven't heard anything, by the way, really, from Wesley Bell since he went to Congress. it seems like. But that's beside the point. But I just keep forgetting that he's even in Congress. But yeah, this is a huge win. In fact, we're trying to get Holly on the show because this has been his big number one issue that seems like that he's been working on.
Well, it has. And when we get him on here, we'll ask his, you know, ultimately he voted for the Big Beautiful Bill. Mm-hmm. He's bound to hear in the media all the lies about the Medicaid cuts and how people are going to die. Hundreds of thousands are going to die because we are going to take people off Medicaid who never should have been on it in the first place. That's called waste, fraud, and abuse. If you're capable of working, go get yourself a job. You don't need free medical care from the government. That's reserved for people who desperately need it because they've got some physical or mental reason that they can't work. And we do have that safety net in place. You just expanded it under Obamacare, and now you want to scream when we take it back to where it always should have been to begin with. But we'll talk more about that. Hopefully we get the senator on this week. We'll get to a quick break. We're going to talk to Nicolay Ambrose about what's going on in L.A. with ICE and some of the lies Big Mouth Bass out there is spreading about that. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.